This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back at it here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Coming back with Power Man 4000. Them generic tunes, baby. We asked the question on the other side, if you could sit anywhere at any sporting event, what would be the dream seat?
I thought this last night watching LD sitting down there courtside next to the Indiana Pacers bench, and then at the beginning of the game, LD Larry David, for those who don't know, scoring at home, was sitting right there courtside. And before the game, like, I guess it was the Knicks social media team that was kind of walking around giving every celebrity in the place the some sort of ball to take a picture of, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a picture that Larry David took, and somebody had like a picture of him taking the picture, and it was a miserable look on his face, like, come on, what are we doing here? But nonetheless, this guy's sitting courtside, and at one point I thought he was going to take to look at Rick Carlisle and say, can you move, man, like an episode of Curb. I'm trying to watch the game and he's the coach of the Pacers, you're standing in my way. But I mean, that has to be the most coveted, iconic, greatest seat in sports, right? Courtside at the Garden for a big game like that. Is there anything better than that seat sitting on that court with that atmosphere?
Be pretty awesome.
Mac would tell you there's another garden that would be a pretty cool spot.
Another garden I'd like to go to as well.
Is it as good though as Celebrity Row at Madison Square Garden?
No.
With that,
LA is the only other competition there, probably.
Yeah, but everybody gets there late. Like LD and all, they were there early.
Yeah.
Like they were waiting for that game to get started, right? They were there early in their seats and all that. If it was the Lakers, they'd be there at halftime, right? I think the Dodger Stadium, that's kind of a good look behind home plate there. You know, would kind of be fun. But I mean, you're hard pressed to find a better, more coveted seat in all of sports than sitting courtside at the Garden for a big game like that. Cause everybody's there. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
From the 816, I would like to sit in that one single seat upstairs at the K.
That's fantastic.
Cause everyone can envision what that seat is. That little tiny guy all the way up there.
All the way up there, the upper deck. I love that. The Knicks didn't even tweet the picture, by the way, of Larry David holding that ball last night. Yeah.
I saw he had an out-of-bounds play where he snagged it, though.
He still got it. He's got it. Move it over there.
There's so many celebrities in the game. There was one side of him, and then there was another side.
You didn't even really see Spike Lee last night.
No, but I was keeping my eye on Chalamet. I was watching him about as much as I was watching the game. I know that sounds very weird and creepy.
No, that's me, though. That's what I do. You watch the crowd.
Because he was in, like, a bright pink shirt, and they were all on one side, and then the other side was, you know, everybody else like Stiller and Chalamet and all those guys sat next to each other. And then the other side was like Larry David and all those, Ben Stiller and those, maybe not Stiller. I think Stiller was on the other side, but I was watching Chalamet because I was like, okay, this is his seat. Because I'll watch Mahomes during a Dallas Mavericks game to see an athlete who we watch who can go in complete God mode, or an actor who we watch who might be the best, you know, male performing actor of our current generation, and to see them be like me. I think if that makes sense. Like watching Chalamet last night with a 12-point lead with a minute 20 left and not confident, I'm like, that guy's a Knicks fan. He's been here. Yeah. He's noticed. He's none of, you know, obviously being young, but you know the history of being a Knicks fan. It's like when the Chiefs played that Colts game and they fell from behind, they had the lead. That whole game I'm watching, sitting in the chair going, I've been here before.
No, you could feel, you could have felt that one slipping away. Oh, there was no question about that.
And then the Titans game, I've been here before.
Right.
Pittsburgh game, I've been here before.
Been there before,
yep. So I guess for me, I mean, man, World Series, behind home plate, Bronx would be sick.
That would
just
be crazy,
to see that
right?
stadium, that going that nuts because of the tradition that it is. I would love to sit.
I'd like to sit on the fence at Fenway. I'd love to sit on a Green Monster seat.
Yeah,
I don't know how great a view of the game that it would, but I'm not there for the game at that point in time. I'm there for that experience, right? And sometimes that's what sports is about. Is it's about the experience of doing something. Sitting on the fence at Fenway and the Green Monster, there's nothing else like that in sports. That would be wild.
Yeah, the two, speaking of green, I would love to be 18th Green Sunday Masters.
Yeah.
That because that just would be like historic.
Yes.
And then the other
too.
One would be the 17th Green at TPC Waste Management in Scottsdale.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
I could let my inner frat boy come out of that. Because everybody just, you know, you get tossed. Because if I'm not having to pay for it, because those are expensive seats, but the Waste Management.
Well, call Dana. She can get you taken care of.
I'm good. But I will eventually fall into that on my own, hopefully. I don't want to get in that side of things. But yeah, that would be an awesome event, would be the. I believe it's 16th, 7th. I can't believe I keep forgetting this. But yeah, that the TPC Sawgrass at Waste Management, just somebody
TPC
aces
Sawgrass, isn't that the one that's down in Florida with the 17th hole?
Oh, Scottsdale, I mean. Yes, TPC Scottsdale.
Gotcha. Is that at the same course every year in Arizona, too?
Mm-hmm.
It is? Okay.
Right during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Same term every year, and everybody, if there's an ace, you know, throw the beers on the green.
Yeah.
Mac, you got a spot you'd sit?
No, I think you guys have mentioned them. I'm trying to think of like a football spot.
There's not many.
Spot.
They're really like,
there's not a seat at a football game like that.
No, there really isn't, because I've sat in the front row at Arrowhead. Those seats are terrible.
Yeah, that's not good.
You can't see.
No.
You can't see. You got the cheerleaders and you got the players and you've got the coaches and you're at eye level with them. You cannot see what's going on on the field. So I'm trying to think of it like a football comparison. I don't know that there is a seat like that at a football game.
Cage side, UFC fight, UFC
that'd be
fight
fun.
Night.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Big fight, yeah.
Ringside, NHL,
like a Tyson
Stanley Cup.
Fight or something,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Pegging on the glass.
Yeah, if you ever sat on the glass at a hockey game,
that would be awesome. It's
crazy. You know, it's fun. It's a different perspective when you can sit right there and see, you know, what that's like. But, you know, there aren't just many of those iconic, like, oh my God, seats that I got to have. That's why I think by far and away, sitting courtside at Madison Square Garden for a game like this, or if they advance to the NBA Finals, could you imagine a courtside seat during the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden? What that would be like? I mean, nuts.
From the 816, my dream seat is the Buck O'Neill Legacy seat, because that means I did something good for the Kansas City community.
I like that. That's a good. That's a good one right there. Take the rest of the day, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Somebody says from the 309, I want to sit in a penthouse balcony suite in Monaco for the F1 race.
Okay.
Chris in Illinois is
Heck
the one who said that.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
From the 816, dream seats number one, Azteca for the first match of the 2026 World Cup. Number two, anywhere in Madison Square Garden for the Knicks when the Knicks win the finals. And then three, the yellow wall in Dortmund for the UCL match.
Okay.
They remind me of like the Steelers, like their colors, their fan base, like the iron workers. They get rowdy. You ever watch the Borussia Dortmund game?
I mean, it's been a minute.
BVB?
Yeah.
The Bees? Man, that's a fun one. Someone did say they want to sit on the 50-yard line, row one, for a Super Bowl in the Chiefs plane. I think you'd get there and be like,
You want to be about row 15. Like
you want to get above the player line.
Yeah, you do. You want to be above the player line. Front row at a football game is not a good spot.
I know it sounds like, I don't know, like arrogant maybe. I've sat in that seat before. You are so distracted from the game because everything on the side, and maybe it's a cool experience that you want to see, but the carts going by, the people running by, the trainers running by.
Yeah, and then you got the cameras.
The blue tent pops up, and you're like, the hell's going on?
No, it really is. Like, front row at Arrowhead is not a good seat at all, because I forgot about the camera being in your way too. The guy on the cart with the camera being right there. So
right.
It is. That's not a great seat. You want to be in row like 15 and higher at a football game, and you'll be great. That's a really good seat. 50-yard line, like row 15. That would be a premier seat to have.
913 ringside WrestleMania. Sign me up.
Like all those people who sit in those suites in Dallas, you know, that are on the field level, or Giant Stadium, they got the suites on field level. You can't see the game.
That sucks.
I'm paying a lot of money. I want to be able to watch the damn game, not on TV. I could do that at home.
Somebody said their dream seat would be the back seat of the Blue Angels.
Oh, no. I went up with them years ago. Oh, God.
You'd need three pairs of underwear if you went that thing.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. They went up, nice, casual ride up. They jumped out. Then that thing nosedived back down. The G-forces and that were, I mean, not good.
From the 816, Dream C would be at a Pittsburgh Pirates game sitting next to Libby Dunn.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like that. You can take the day off.
It would be kind of cool to be in that suite with, like, Taylor and Brittany to see how rowdy those ladies go during like a Chiefs playoff
game. That would be fun. Cool, yeah, sit with Taylor would be outstanding. I would
love that.
Yeah.
Taylor, pop that ace of spades. Why do you keep asking? It's not even the halftime yet. Just keep going.
Oh, it'd be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, that'd be great. Lawn chair on the 50-yard line at Arrowhead, roped off so I have my bubble.
All right, nobody can get near me, including Andy Reid, including the players. Could you imagine if they had like the fan of the game and that guy just sat in a lawn chair on the 50-yard? Yes. That would be so cool.
Force field around him.
Yeah. He's got like a little like COVID Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah, like a COVID dummy just sitting there.
There's John in his spot.
My luck, I'd get like there'd be an out of bounds pass and I'd just get plummeted in the bowl. The bubble would just be rolling.
Somebody would get destroyed on that sideline. It'd be like outstanding.
Look like one of those hamsters that gets loose.
What do you think they could charge for that seat? Honest to God, what would people pay to sit in that seat? Is $100,000 too much?
I mean, somebody
pay. Somebody would pay that. You'd get somebody for every single game in the NFL to scratch a check for $100,000 to sit down there by themselves.
Yeah,
but you're in the middle of everything. You're literally on the sideline. Andy Reid can't even get close to you. You're on the 50 in a bubble. Would you pay $100,000?
Can you wear Andy Reid's COVID face shield?
Yes.
Also, you would be really cool as if like, is it snowing? And you're just sitting there in shorts in your own heat. You're like, is everybody cold? And like,
you
just
climate-controlled tent.
Look at that nude snow globe.
Yeah, I love that idea. There would be somebody that would write that check every single game at every single stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even not even hesitate.
No doubt. I guess we can end our show on this one. This is somebody's dream seat. I would sit in the crown seats when the stadium is 119th and all.
There you go. Well played.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.